RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla says elected governor should end dispute. Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Wiranto says Jakarta gubernatorial election took place peacefully. Now the news in details. Jakarta's residents who have cast their voting rights to choose governor and deputy governor should end the dispute that arose during the campaign by respecting other competitors and working for the best interests of the people. This was affirmed by Vice President Yusuf Kalla in Jakarta on Wednesday. He emphasized that the elected governor and deputy governor have worked hard to solve several problems, including flooding and severe traffic jams in the country's capital city. Moreover, the elected have to improve the province economy, including by creating more jobs for the Jakarta's residents in various fields. The incumbent governor Basuki Cahayapurnama and deputy Jarod Saiful Hidayat were competing against former Education Minister Anies Baswedan, who pairs with businessman Sandiaga Uno during the second round of the gubernatorial election. The official result has yet to be announced, but several media outlets and pollsters, which conducted a quick count recently, have revealed that the Anies-Sandi pair received around 56% votes, followed by Basuki Jarod with 44%. Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Wiranto viewed that the second round of the Jakarta gubernatorial election took place peacefully. Though he calls on the public to maintain order and peace, Minister Wiranto expressed his appreciations to Jakarta residents for casting their votes in an orderly manner. He views that the public managed to maintain security in the capital. He also expressed his gratitude to institutions related to the election, such as the Jakarta General Election Commission KPU, Jakarta, and the Election Supervisory Committee Panwaslu for doing a great work. The minister also gave credit to the Indonesian Military TNI and the National Police Polri for maintaining security at polling stations. Maritime Affairs and Fishery Minister Susi Pujiastuti explained to the Japanese government that her ministry needs ocean radars, which are important for shipping safety at sea, and hopes it could give it use radars to be used in Indonesian seas. She told journalists during her working visit in Purwokerto on Wednesday, a radar granted by the Japanese government had been installed in Wakatobi, southeast Sulawesi, and it is very helpful in detecting sea objects. The government of Indonesia would no longer need to allocate budgets to procure the 6 radars if Japan agrees to give its use radars to Indonesia. Minister Susi further said she had invited Japanese business people to invest in Indonesia, including unsophisticated radars to detect sea objects. She added that the sophisticated radars could prevent sea accidents, like the one that occurred in Raja Ampat, West Papua, during which a cruise ship, MV Caledonian Sky, was stranded in Raja Ampat waters and damaged corals in the area. Indonesia has planned to improve trade relations with Peru through a trade agreement that is currently being drafted. Trade Ministry's Director General of International Trade Negotiation, Imam Pambagio, affirmed that Peru is one of the countries being approached by Indonesia. Peru is not the only Latin American country being approached by Indonesia. Currently, the government is in the process of negotiations with Chile in relation to TIGA. The negotiation was commenced back in 2014 and halted for about 3 years. Iman also pointed out that the Indonesia-Peru TIGA will be launched soon. Data from the Trade Ministry showed that Indonesia recorded a bilateral trade balance surplus of $99.79 million with Peru in 2016. The total value of Indonesian products exported to Peru was $159.09 million, while the total value of imports from Peru was $59.3 million. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Minister of Public Works and Public Housing plans on revitalizing a number of houses through a program called Self-Help Housing Stimulant Program, or BSPS, to reduce the number of uninhabitable houses that are located in West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. The Ministry's Director General of Housing Provisions, Sharif Burhanuddin, expects that his ministry will be able to renovate 110,000 houses that are deemed uninhabitable. He also explains that the government will be coordinating with village heads, district, and provincial governments to optimize the program. The form of the assistance will depend on the people's need. Indonesian Muslims in Britain launched raising fund to build mosque in London through Kitabisa and startup site, which is handled by students with the name Muslim Experience. The raising fund was held in the event of Kibar Spring Gathering 2017, which was held in Birmingham, Britain. It was said by the head of Islamic Family of Great Britain, Arif Abdullah, to Antara London on Thursday. In the meeting of Indonesian Muslim in Great Britain, which was attended by around 500 persons, was described how to change perspective to know the wakaf potentials and change management. Arif Abdullah, who is also coordinator of the meeting, further said that it is time for Indonesian Muslims to manage the assets of the people, such as wakaf land, mosque, boarding schools, and many others. Various Indonesian tourism destinations such as Borobudur Temple, Toba Lake Beach in Bali, and Banyuwangi decorated the tram transportation, especially Route 4 and 14 in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, starting from April 15 until May 2017. Promotion of Wonderful Indonesia on the tram public transportation in Amsterdam is a program of the Ministry of Tourism, which is hoped to attract tourists to Indonesia. It was said by Social Cultural Information of Indonesian Embassy Den Haag, Nur Evi Rahmawati, to Antara London on Wednesday. She also said that Indonesia keeps encouraging improvement on number of foreign tourists with various promotion efforts, including in the Netherlands. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017 2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled The Victory of Jakarta Regional Election for Unity and Diversity. The hassles of regional head election Pilkada in Jakarta have already ended. Over the last few months, the atmosphere between sympathizers and supporters of the gubernatorial candidates was heating. But it is now easing with the victory gained by number 3 Anies Baswedan Sandiaga Uno. Although the Jakarta Regional Election Commission has not issued an official statement yet, the quick kind of sun survey agencies have shown that the victory is by Anies Baswedan Sandiaga Uno fair with a difference of more than 10%. The Jakarta election, which is part of regional election in more than 30 provinces, districts, and municipalities in Indonesia, can be referred to as an electoral barometer in Indonesia, because Jakarta is the miniature of Indonesia, covering various ethnic, tribes, and cultures, religion, as well as beliefs. Even the Jakarta election is very prominent for the preparation of 2019 election. This can be seen from the presence of several foreign media. One of them is Euronews, that participated in directly reporting the Jakarta's regional election, including the analysis about Indonesia ahead. In his winning speech, Anies Baswedan, as elected governor for the period 2017-2022, said that he is ready to fight for justice and unity for the people of Jakarta. He told all the people outside Jakarta to keep Islam in order to remain a peaceful religion and rahmatan lil alamin. In addition, he also said that he will continue to maintain the unity and diversity of the nation. Meanwhile, Basuki Cahayapurnama, as the incumbent, said that he accepts sincerely over his defeat in the Jakarta election. He will also not file a lawsuit for the Jakarta's gubernatorial election to the Constitutional Court. In addition, during his remaining term for 6 months ahead, Basuki will complete his duty, which is not finished, such as the issue of land certificates and the financing of accelerated mass transportation. Related to the completion of Jakarta gubernatorial election, Head of Election Commission Arief Budiman said that the second round of the Jakarta gubernatorial election, which took place on Wednesday 19 April, was on schedule and on track. He hopes that the condition could take place well until the recapitulation phase of the 14th count. He also said, when compared with the first round, the run of the second one was much more peaceful. In the Jakarta regional election, whoever the winner is not important. But more important thing is how to regulate the plurality of Jakarta residents, along with myriad of problems that must be faced by the next governor and deputy governor. Some problems, such as residents, business world, traffic jam, flooding, and the beach reclamation, are serious homework which must be ready to be settled. The promises during the campaign must be fulfilled by the winner. Firm, competent, consistent, and innovative leadership is needed to build Jakarta as the capital of the country and metropolitan city with a population of more than 10 million people. But the most important point of Jakarta regional election is the creation of a conducive, safe, and peaceful situation that is a reflection of the face of the Indonesian state in the eyes of international community. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History.
a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on April 20th, 1902, when Curie discovered radium. On 20th April 1902, two French scientists, Pierre Curie and his wife Marie, succeeded to isolate radioactive substance which is called radium. 4 years earlier, in their research on fish plant, this couple discovered the existence of radium and polonium, and they needed 4 years to isolate those substances. A year later, they shared Nobel Prize with French chemist Henri Becquerel on their radioactive research. The next event was in 1999 when Columbine High School massacre occurred. The Columbine High School massacre was a school shooting that occurred on April 20, 1999 at Columbine High School in Columbine, an unincorporated area of Jefferson County in the American state of Colorado. In addition to the shootings, the complex and Hadley plant attack involved a firebomb to defer firefighters' propane tanks compared to bombs placed in the cafeteria. 99 explosive devices and car bombs. The perpetrators, senior student Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, murdered 12 students and one teacher. They injured 21 additional people and 3 more were injured while attempting to escape from the school. The pair subsequently committed suicide. And the last event was in 2012 is about National Consumer Day. Based on President Decree No. 13/2012 about National Consumer Day, the date of 20th April is decided as National Consumer Day, considering the date is decided as a Consumer Protection Act. In addition to increasing the understanding of consumers on their rights and obligations, the day is also expected to place consumers as a subject determinants of economic activities and also smart consumers who love home products. Therefore, business people will be motivated to increase their quality of products and services so that the products are ready to be housed in their own country and to be able to compete at the global market. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRL Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is IWAPI of South Jakarta takes advantage of ASEAN Economic Community AEC in improving quality of goods and services. The Association of Indonesian Women Entrepreneurs, IWAPI of South Jakarta, along with the cosmetic company, on last Wednesday, 12th of April, held an event entitled Passion Symphony 2017 in South Jakarta. IWAPI presented some products for more than 50 micro small bidding enterprises. They introduced a variety of local products such as garment, fashion, shoes, cosmetics, culinary, and spa. The movement of ASEAN Economic Community AEC is utilized by IWAPI of South Jakarta in improving the quality of goods and services as space with wider market. This was stated by Indira Hadi, the coordinator of the Passion Symphony event 2017 presented by IWAPI of South Jakarta on last Wednesday. Through a press release to the media, Indira said that since early 2017, IWAPI has been pleased to be able to facilitate Passion Symphony 2017. He hopes the members will be proud to introduce their creative products to the community. Indira Hadi also added that this first activity conducted by IWAPI of South Jakarta is expected to motivate members of IWAPI throughout Indonesia to have the same passion in supporting the role of women as a driving machine of the Indonesian economy. He said that the participants of this event consist of 50 business people of SMES in South Jakarta, and they are also members of IWAPI of South Jakarta, on which, until now, there are nearly 200 members from the total number of IWAPI's members across Indonesia. The total number is more than 30,000 entrepreneurs. They are given the opportunity to introduce their own local products through a fashion session that was packed interestingly in one event. IWAPI of South Jakarta is very grateful to have support from Sari Ayuh Marta Tilar in implementing this first program. The same mission is to continue to spread the entrepreneurial spirit so that Indonesian women can become economically independent and compete in the era of ASEAN Economic Community. Chairman of IWAPI of South Jakarta, Yuli Laiskoda, said that her side believes that entrepreneurial women are the driving wheels that are able to contribute in advancing the country's economy. Listener, that was Focus Day. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Jakarta's residents who have cast their voting rights to choose governor and deputy governor should end the dispute that arose during the campaign by respecting other competitors and working for the best interests of the people. Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Wiranto viewed that the second round of the Jakarta gubernatorial election took place peacefully. Maritime Affairs and Fishery Minister Susi Pujastuti explained to the Japanese government that her ministry needs ocean radars, which are important for shipping safety at sea, and hopes it could give its use radars to be used in Indonesian seas. Indonesia has planned to improve trade relations with Peru through trade agreement that is currently being drafted. The Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing plans on revitalizing a number of houses through a program called Self-Help Housing Stimulant Program, or BSPS, to reduce the number of uninhabitable houses that are located in West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. Indonesian Muslims in Britain launched Raising Fund to build mosque in London through Kitabisa and Startup Site, which is handled by students with the name Muslim Experience. Various Indonesian tourism destinations such as Borobudur Temple, Toba Lake Beach in Bali and Banyuwangi decorate the tram transportation, especially Route 4 and 14 in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, starting from April 15 until May 2017. Listener, that was News in Brief of our RRIWO service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Barapan Ayam from Sumbawa. Stay tuned. Listener, on April 5th, 2017, villagers enthusiastically gathered at a square in Tambaksari Village, Pototano Subdistrict, West Sumbawa Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province, to watch Barapan Ayam. Barapan Ayam is one of the folk traditions of West Sumbawa and Sumbawa Besar Regency. It is a chicken competition where a pair of chickens compete to touch a saga or wooden stake in the finish line. This competition is to enliven 320 kilometers of cross-country race of Sumbawa. There are 186 pairs of rooster that compete in this tradition and unique game. The speed to touch saga is the main requirement of the chicken pair to win the game. Listener, Barapan Ayam usually takes place on an open arena. When racing, a pair of chickens are fitted with noga or wooden bower, 60 cm rattan with colorful ornaments which is tied to the two chickens' neck so that the chicken can run together. A jockey leads the chickens to run with a lutar, a stick made of bamboo or rattan. The lutar functioned like a twig or chamati to lead the chickens. The chicken's speed is depending on the skill of jockey, who directs the chickens so that it can run to reach the saka or finish line. Barapan Ayam is led by Sandro and helped by some referees who hold the start flag, a timekeeper, and a whistleblower. Barapan Ayam consists of various stages based on the prizes, namely the class of teens, adults, general, and star classes. There are provided 3 winners for each class. The star class usually more exciting because of the prize is quite tempting. Interestingly, there is also a knowledge contest between the Sandro and the chicken's owner. The owner is attempting to let their chickens touch saga. Meanwhile, the Sandro, with his ability to bend the chicken's direction to not touch the saga, because when the chickens do not touch the saga, the prizes automatically belong to Sandro. Many jockeys or the chicken's owner doing a ritual a day before the race in order to achieve the victory. For example, watering the entire chicken's body. This is for the chicken to have no any problem when racing. Listener, Barapan Ayam is the ancestral tradition of Sumbawa people or Taus Samawa. The purpose of the race is to entertain and also a media to gather villages in the rice planting season. But recently, Barapan Ayam becomes a weekly event. In addition to preserve the tradition, Barapan Ayam nowadays becomes a hobby of communities starting from kids, teens, and adults. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Barapan Ayam from Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara. Thank you for listening and see you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me, Nuke, in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about National Consumer Day 2017. Stay tuned. Listener, April 20th was set as National Consumer Day based on Presidential Decree No. 13/2012 about National Consumer Day, with reference to the Act of No. 8/1999 about the consumer protection. April 20th was selected because of the date is the date of enactment of the Consumer Protection Act. In addition to increasing consumer awareness of their rights and obligations, the National Consumer Day is also expected to place consumers as the subject determinants of economic activities, as well as intelligent consumers who love domestic products. Thus, it is expected that business actors would be motivated to improve the quality of their products and services so that the products are ready to be housed in their own country and are able to compete in the global market. This year, National Consumer Day's theme is Smart Consumer Movement, Independent and Love of Domestic Products, with sub-theme of Smart Consumer with High Nationalism Using Domestic Products. Smart consumers are consumers who are able to enforce their rights in carrying out their obligation, as well as are able to protect themselves from harmful goods or services. Loving domestic products is a form of pride and love to the people of Indonesia. Using local products can foster a sense of pride and love to the nation of Indonesia in improving Indonesia's economy and to improve the prosperity of society. Listener, the peak event of National Consumer Day is held in Semarang, Central Java. The event began with a seminar, Building Trade Transaction Through a Reliable Electronic, Choir Contest in Semarang, and Distributing Souvenir in Car-Free Day in Jabodetabek, Bandung, and Semarang. The National Consumer Day is also conducted locally in some regions across Indonesia, such as Pariaman and Padang. To commemorate the National Consumer Day 2017, Ministries of Industry, Trade, Cooperative, and Small and Medium Enterprises held Fun Walk with Prize, and also the election of Smart Consumer Ambassador on Sunday, April 17, on the Gandoria Pariaman Beach Stage, Pariaman, West Sumatra. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back. With me, Hernita, in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition of Music Corner, we'll introduce you to a singer from North Sumatra, Judika. Judika has a very beautiful voice, and he is able to reach a high-pitched tone. Since childhood, he has shown his amazing vocal talent. His family gives full support in channeling his talent. He also won the title of champion in the Indonesian Idol singing contest in 2005. Even the world band Michael Learns to Rock admired Judika's voice. Judika then went into a recording company and released a number of beautiful songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Aku Yang Tersakiti by Judika. Happy listening.
Indahnya cinta kita. kau pergi dengan janjimu yang telah kau ingkari. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku hapuskan rasa cintaku. Aku pun ingin bahagia walau tak bersama dia.
The singing talent has seen since Judika was in elementary school in Prastagi, North Sumatra. He even made a vocal group with Roy, his brother, Junaidi, his best friend, and Jonathan, his best friend also, and they have been contracted by a 5-star international hotel in Prastagi. Then many said he has potential to be a star. The little Judika wanted to prove it. Then he tried his ability through Bahana Suara Pelajar, the student singing contest, and grabbed the first winner for North Sumatra level and was quite satisfied in the third position for the national level. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Jadi Aku Sebentar Saja by Judika. Happy listening.
Tinggalkanku sempat sia-siakan aku pergi jauh titipkan peri tak sedikit pun peduli seandainya kamu merasakan jadi sebentar saja takkan sanggup hatimu terima. Sakit ini begitu parah.
Listener, in addition to a solo career, currently Judika is also active as the vocalist of the Mahadewa group band led by Ahmad Dhani. Not only the profession as a singer, Judika also began to explore the acting world. He played in the film Si Jago Merah in 2008, and in 2009 he played in the movie The Tarik Jabrik 2 with his girlfriend Dumariri Silalahi, now his wife. He also played in the movie Impal or Pariban. In the Indonesian Movie Awards 2009, Judika won the award in the category of Best Male New Actor through the film Si Jago Merah in 2008. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Setengah Mati Merindu by Judika. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Mengapa waktu tak pernah berpihak kepadaku? Apakah aku terlalu banyak berkelana? Mengapa kita masih saja saja bertemu saat kau milik yang lain. Mungkin kau bukanlah jodohku, bukan takdirku. Terus terang,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kasihku berjanji selalu menemani saat kau bersedih, saat kau menangis.
Aku akui sungguh berat.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.